breeze. I'm living in sweet Virginia breeze.
Lord. This is Louis Rogers, and welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. Although you may be a little bit surprised, this is actually a real estate show. You might not see too much real estate today, but I think you'll learn a great deal about pillars for success, about how big companies run themselves, how smaller companies can do even better. And we'll have a lot of fun today. We have a brand new communications director at Capital Square, Jacqueline Rogers. Jacqueline, welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. I feel like I've known you your entire life. That's a chuckle. It makes me think of a song about pink houses. Does that ring a bell? Were you born in a small town?
I was.
Where were you born?
I was born in Hanover County, which is...
Where?
Middle of nowhere, but a lovely middle of nowhere, right here in beautiful Richmond, Virginia.
Beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Well, that sounds wonderful. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Trinity Episcopal School.
Trinity. That must have been quite a long drive.
Everything was a long drive from Hanover.
Well, small towns are nice, and Trinity was a beautiful place. I remember something that ties into our pillars for success. We're going to talk a little bit about Coach K during basketball season, not our favorite, John Wooden, our favorite, Tony Bennett, our favorite, but there was a headmaster there who used to say a wonderful thing. What was he trying to accomplish with those kids at Trinity? I guess I know because I wrote the check. He said something that still makes me cry a little bit when I think about it. He said they were trying to find the beauty in every child. You remember that?
I don't.
He was trying to bring out the best in every child, and it's something that resonates here at Capital Square. We are growing like crazy. We're a real estate company. We've done billions and billions. We've done more real estate than McDonald's has hamburgers. And the business is good. It's very, very good. We're going on 10 years old, but 10 years ago, it wasn't good. 10 years ago, we were coming out of a real estate recession, and colleagues would show up without jobs, and they would say, you know, please hire me, please, I can be your whatever, I can do this, I can do that, we can have all the real estate things in the world. And I remember 10 years ago saying, it'll never be good again. And they said, what? I said, it's never going to be good again. And I'm happy today. It's a joyous day to be at Capital Square because it is good again. We have Jacqueline Rogers here as our communications director. She's actually trained. I'm a lawyer by training, and I respond to management decisions somewhat emotionally and through kind of old school approaches, but she uses real technology. And we're going to learn some of the things that Jacqueline has learned along the way in her journey through a lot of colleges at enormous expense to her parents, through some of the most important jobs you can imagine, so that we can take some things away for Capital Square and for our audience at home. So I'm looking at your resume. I know you were born in a small town, little pink houses and all that stuff. It looks like you are a professional student. You started college where?
I started at Christopher Newport University.
Christopher Newport in Newport News?
Absolutely.
I'm from Smithfield, and I went to Hampton Roads Academy, and Newport News was not the most exciting place on earth. But when you drive by today, what a phenomenal campus. What is going on at Christopher Newport?
I think it was really when they brought in President Paul Tribble, Senator Paul Tribble. He had a vision. He had the funds. Knew the right people in order to transform what was at one point a small university and give them the infrastructure and the professors and the beautiful campus that is making them thrive. They are becoming not only a small university in Virginia, but they're well known regionally and nationally. And I can attest to that. I was there when they were doing a little bit of a transformation. There was a lot of construction going on, but we could see the overall vision and we were able to bear with them. And now when you drive by, it is a beautiful place.
Have you seen the library? It looks like something, you know, Widener Library at Harvard. It is absolutely amazing. Paul Tribble is a phenomenal citizen, legislator. I know he was a Republican back when people didn't hate each other. People worked together. He was in the House of Representatives, U.S. House, three times. He was in the Senate once. and he came after Harry Byrd Jr., which is the old school, and before Chuck Robb, kind of new school. And so, gosh, Paul Tribble, if you were here right now, I would shake your hand and thank you. I remember when you were admitted, he called. He called the parents to say how much he wanted those kids to attend his college. Can you imagine that? Such a personal touch. So that's Christopher Newport. It was, in my day, I think it was when my mom's day, it was a community college, and then it became a real college. And now it's just absolutely beautiful what they have done to that campus and the academics and sports, good sports, just phenomenal. So that's Christopher Newport. What was next? Was there some branding school that nobody's ever heard of?
I wouldn't say that, but yes, I attended VCU Brand Center, and it is actually number one in the country and arguably the world for branding and advertising.
Number one.
And there are multiple tracks within the Brand Center, so you get to learn all about branding and advertising from a holistic 360 approach. My track was specifically in brand strategy. So understanding the essence of a brand and how to reach consumers and to, you know, convince consumers, persuade them that they should buy into your brand.
Are some of those professors Geico Gecko types that we've heard of and seen?
They are.
Famous people?
They are. Many famous people, and a lot of my classmates and professors have worked on large brands. They have Super Bowl spots every single year. They are part of the household brands and campaigns that are so large that you can't stop singing the jingles in your head.
Cheetos. How about the Cheetos commercials? Cheetle. They made up a word. That is really something. The Brand Center, best in the country, right here in sleepy Richmond, Virginia.
And people come from all over. I mean, we international students everywhere, they come to be part of this university that can train you to do anything, and the connections they have. By putting the Brand Center name on your resume, it almost opens up doors anywhere you go.
It raises an interesting thought. You worked in teams. Is that something that would be relevant in your work life at Capital Square?
Absolutely. I think it shows that we're all part of this larger mission, and everyone has their territory that they can own, that they can go very deep in. That's where their expertise is. But we all work together as one unit. I mean, I think it's great to wear a lot of hats, but in training from the Brand Center, I was able to go very, very deep in my knowledge with strategy. And I had an art director as a partner and a technologist and a copywriter. And we worked together as units, where we were all able to come together and be part of something larger.
As Capital Square grows and has greater needs for communication and media and advertising and marketing, do you see the benefit of having teams?
Absolutely. And we'll have to think about what that looks like and how it works best for Capital Square. But I see a need for every one of these roles, for graphic designers and writers. And I will absolutely be showing up at VCU Brand Center's Recruiter Fair and trying to bring in some of the top-notch talent. They have this vision and views that are really, really unique. And I would like to bring that perspective to Capital Square.
I can't wait. So you're sort of homegrown from Hanover to Christopher Newport, Newport News, to Richmond, downtown Richmond, VCU's Brand Center. And then I understand you always had a dream of being Oahu, whatever that was. How did you make that dream come true?
Well, I was working in Manhattan for about a decade. I always knew I wanted to go into advertising, so what better place than the big New York City, which is a huge transition from Hanover County, from Richmond. And I was working in advertising for many years and loved it, learned a lot. Really impactful work, but I wanted to transition into something larger, some more on the technology space. And I knew I needed some expertise in order to start businesses or to
larger.
Run
There's businesses. Nothing larger than UVA. It's so the Mecca.
I had this dream and decided to attend the University of Virginia Darden School of Business, where I earned my MBA, and it was a lifelong dream. I mean, I have a family legacy we are all Wahoo fans, or some of us are Tech fans, but in our immediate family, we are Wahoo fans, and it was a lifelong dream, and I was able to achieve it. And I did it in kind of an interesting way where I was working full-time and was in school full-time because I wasn't busy enough, apparently, and I didn't apparently have enough stress in my life, but I am thankful that I had that opportunity, and I was able to do both. I was able to continue to work towards my career and also gain the knowledge and the skill set that Darden School of Business was able to provide.
What did a typical day look like? Bad?
It was beautiful.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. So you're definitely a professional student. I encourage you to go to law school, but maybe another day, that'd be a fourth degree. But for now, let's talk a little bit about employment. You've been with some amazing companies. Amazon is the most recent. That's the most impressive everybody's heard of. But along the way, you've been in, what do you call them, fancy brands and hospitality and BMW and Lyft and Tumblr and technology and all sorts of things. Is there some order to this group of companies you've worked in?
Well, yes, I have helped some many large companies launch new brands and reimagine their brands and direct successful marketing campaigns. And I think it all started with technology. And I've come full circle from there and kind of most recently been in the technology space. I first started out at Tumblr.
Explain what Tumblr is. The demographic of our audience is assisted living? No. Just my age, older.
Tumblr is a microblogging website and community. So it's a form of social networking. And I came in, and the look you're giving me is...
For UVA grads, it's not spelled like Tumblr. How's it spelled?
T-U-M-B-L-R. And so at the time, Tumblr was a bit of an obscure brand, and they didn't really know what they stood for, what they should be saying to the world. They were a very interesting brand. They had a lot of great content and had a really, really large following, but they just didn't know if they were trying to be a Facebook or a Twitter. And it turns out they were trying to be neither. They were trying to be microblogging and really played up these elements of communities. So I came in to hone in on their brand story, their brand essence, their positioning, and their target market. So I was all able to help them determine an ownable brand strategy and positioning in the market that was unique to their brand, that no one else could say that they were able to do.
Is that where you learned how to play cornhole and drink shots during the day?
I am sure I learned that before, but I got some practice there as well.
The tech companies have a bad reputation for kind of goofy lifestyle. Did Tumblr have a little goofy lifestyle?
Tumblr had an interesting lifestyle. I mean, it was a startup brand, and they operated as a startup brand, and they wanted people to be part of their overall vision and to really be excited to be part of that brand. And yes, part of that was playing beer pong in the office. But you spend most of your days in these tech companies all day and all night, and so it becomes your family.
Well, it's a great experience to be with a mega startup that was acquired for billions.
It was, and I was able to see it through that time. They were acquired by Yahoo. And we were able to see them go from this obscure brand to a world-renowned social networking company.
Very interesting. And what was next?
From there, I moved into the automotive space to work on Lincoln Motor Company.
Lincoln.
Yes.
That's our demographic.
That is your demographic.
I'm not going to say 80-year-olds, but you were working on the new Continental?
I was at one point working in the new Continental and every other brand underneath that platform. And so if you're familiar with the Lincoln Motor Company and Matthew McConaughey ads.
Oh, that was so creepy.
Well, I was part of those original.
It was a great commercial. And the cars are nice now. It just took them a while not to be rebranded. You can't rebadge a Ford and expect it to be a Lincoln.
Exactly. But the reason why these Matthew McConaughey ads were so successful was that we had a brand ambassador who not only believed in the brand, but he also owned the brand. He was driving a Lincoln before they paid him to drive
ambassador.
A Lincoln. Yes.
With a buffalo in the middle of the road.
Yes. And not only that, but he also had a similar vision to Lincoln. And Lincoln was somewhat of a 90-year-old, almost irrelevant brand at the time. And we were reimagining this brand at the same time that Matthew McConaughey was reinventing himself as a more serious actor. So this is an important aspect of branding, to tie your brand to other partnerships, people, sponsorships that are believable and have the same mission and objectives.
What did you call him? Your brand?
Brand ambassador.
You're kidding. Ambassador, brand ambassadors. Capital Square has 4,000 to 5,000 investors in different strategies, and many of them are so excited about what we do. They call and they say, I can't believe how great it's going. I don't have to manage property. I get a monthly distribution. You sell properties, I make a lot of money, and I never have to pay any taxes, and my life is perfect. Is that a brand ambassador?
Absolutely. Brand ambassadors come in all different levels and can be as big as Matthew McConaughey or can be any one of our investors.
And it's a good commercial. I still
remember
it.
It's a great commercial.
So that's Lincoln. That's funny how you segued into my demographic and Paul Tribble, who's looking at his bio. He's 10 years older than I am, so I don't feel that bad. But that is a demographic for real estate investments, is people who have invested for a very long time, and they're looking to defer taxes, generate stable income, and have a happy life. So we will talk about brand ambassadorship.
One of the
That's
other brands.
Lincoln, right? Was there a BMW?
There was BMW, and that was a brand and is a brand that is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, they lost it. They used to be the ultimate driving machine, and then they turned into a computer.
Absolutely, and so that was, when I came in, to work for a brand that has so successfully embodied their brand tagline. They truly have been the ultimate driving machine, from their products to their messaging to their overall brand presence. And whether or not they're still doing that is beside the point. But that was something that I really was excited to work on.
It's iconic.
It is iconic.
Lincoln was iconic. They just needed to make the car special, right?
They did, and they did. They invested a lot of money, and they brought in some engineers who were able to do so.
I remember. Where do we go in California?
Pebble Beach, Concours d'Elegance.
And they rolled out the product, and they had the chief designer from Detroit. But what they didn't realize is it has to be special. And they make millions of Fords, and they're great cars, and I like Fords and have them. But a Lincoln has to be one step above. And what BMW didn't realize is you have to feel the road. And if you're drive-by-wire, so there's nothing touching the road, it's a computer, it's not the same. It has to be a more personal element, not to segue into our business, but these 4,000 to 5,000 investors know they can pick up the phone or send an email or a text anytime and they'll get somebody to answer their questions. There has to be a personal touch in every business, every brand. That was BMW. Was there something to do with hospitality?
Absolutely. I went pretty deep into the hospitality space. I worked on the Marriott International brand platform, specifically focusing on their luxury brands such as the Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis, W Hotels. And I also worked across the Hilton Hotels and Resorts space. So in this role, I was tasked with giving each of the 17 Hilton brands a new brand strategy. Yes. The Hilton umbrella has 17 brands underneath it.
Excuse me?
And this is so important.
17 brands?
Yes, 17 brands.
I'll do a segue into the Ports of Virginia. You're not going to understand where I'm going with this, but we interviewed the head of the Ports of Virginia. We have one port, and we have multiples of operations, including an inland port in out here, almost in the mountains. One head, California. I think he said they have four different operational groups that run all their ports, and that's why they're bogged down. We have one head of our ports. We're running beautifully. How did you get 17 brands to work through one system?
And that's a great question. So we were tasked with giving each one of the 17 brands a new brand strategy, a new brand positioning, and each one of them their own swim lanes so that they weren't competing against each other.
Swim lanes, brand ambassadors,
You're loving the verbiage.
Okay.
So they're all under the Hilton umbrella, but without strong brand identities, they're essentially competing against each other, which is cannibalism. And this is actually quite common with these large parent brands that have multiple sub-brands and brands underneath their umbrella. But it's very, very important to uncover each one of their unique brand identities and their brand value propositions. That way they have an ownable position in the world and they're not competing against their own company, their own brands. And so we did this through, one, their brand architecture, their foundation of the brand, what they're standing for.
Brand architecture. Are you a genius? You learned this
at
the Brand
not.
Center.
I learned this at the Brand Center.
Their architecture?
And no, the Brand Center is not paying us for this for this spot, but I have nothing but the best to say about what they have taught
me. They trained you well.
And we did this from their brand platform, brand foundation, what they stand for in the world, all the way through their visual execution, their visual identity, their logos, their branding, all the way through to designing the environmental space inside the hotel. So, for instance, you go into a hotel lobby and the placement of the reception desk and the elevator, all of this is the organizational flow. This needs to be reflective of the brand and what that brand means to the specific customer. And this is extremely important for Capital Square, particularly in our development properties.
We've gone through quite a lot of things. You're probably wondering, where is real estate? This is the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. We're out here in the west end of Richmond, growing like crazy. Lots of opportunity zone investments in Scott's Addition. Those investments allow for tax deferral and tax exclusion. And we have well over 100 1031 exchange properties that are in Delaware statutory trusts all over the country, but typically multifamily apartments in the southeast, Texas, Florida, Tennessee. Multifamily is performing phenomenally well. We have a real estate investment trust for stable income and growth, and it works well for your retirement funds, your 401k and IRA. Those are all the things that we do, and we're still a work in progress. We're trying to figure out what is our mission statement. What are some of those buzzwords from all those fancy schools with big tuition? Actually, they were all state schools, right?
All state schools.
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing, not to get up on the bandwagon, but we've done 30-plus shows with the Real Estate Show, and many of them have talked about Virginia being the number one state for business, according to CNBC, and number one is education. We're tied with Massachusetts. So the fact that you've been able to stay in Virginia with reasonable tuition, your parents appreciate that, is a testament to the Commonwealth of Virginia. And then lastly, you know, people say, gee, you know, why are we here? Why don't you ask me, why are you here?
I would love to know, why are you here?
Lunch. I'm here for lunch, but it's too early. And so I do believe each of us have a purpose. I feel a divine inspiration to hire people. Seems like a strange thing. To hire people and to help people reach their potential and move on to their highest and best use, and to help our growing thousands of investors save for retirement, have a happier life, defer taxes, and make for their family wealth to grow from year to year, to grow the family wealth. So that is our mission statement. And with that, I will say thank you for joining the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Invest locally, invest nationally, invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Living in the sweet Virginia breeze. Sweet Virginia breeze.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Louis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk.
sweet virgin.